Coming to you live from downtown New York City, it's the probiotic princess, the juicy Jewess, the queen of kale, and welcome to the cruel and beautiful world of Health is Hell. My name is Allie Weiss. I'm a Z-list comedian and writer with lots of family money, little to no direction, and more dysfunctions and neuroses than there are medical terms for. I've been using self-care practices to avoid the psych ward for years. I'm just kidding. Kind of. But in all seriousness, I am shocked that no one has mixed comedy and wellness talk before, because both revolve around trying to make sense of the complexities of life. I've been working in wellness for almost 4 years completely by accident, and I'm not an expert in the field. In fact, I have 0 degrees, certificates, or clients. I'm just another normal 20-something-year-old party girl who's been around the block a few times, and that's exactly why I think people have always loved to come to me for advice. This community I've created is the shot of tequila in your morning celery juice or the PCP in your CBD joint. I dive right into the nitty-gritty that people obsess over behind closed doors but are too afraid to talk about in public, especially if they're women. The real stuff, you know, sex and drugs instead of sun salutations and colonics. Each week, I'll bring on a unique guest to talk about their experiences defying society's definition of what is acceptable. From the music industry to the sex industry and all sorts of dark corners in between, these people are trailblazers and rebels and have the best insight into how to handle being a human being. Then I'll make a man step up to the mic for a battle of the sexes, where we debate modern sex and dating from a male and female perspective and answer your questions. I can't say the two of us will always know what we're talking about or be politically correct, but it's gonna be brutally honest. And between the two of us, we have seen some shit. So, come join me in hell. I can't promise to always steer you in the right direction or always be safe for work, but I solemnly swear to make you laugh and make you feel less alone. Trust me, I'm not a doctor.